The I Am is a jealous God. He's jealous for our unshared love and affection because unless our love is changed and transformed, it's human love, human kindness, human generosity, and all our good deeds are not good at all because they do not stem from the only one who is good, God himself. They come from our fallen nature. Ouch. Here is his opinion of our good deeds. You find it in Isaiah 64, verse 6. But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. If you would like to know what filthy rags are, you probably wouldn't, but I'm going to tell you anyway. They are menstrual cloths. Doesn't get much more graphic than that, beloved. That's how he sees anything that is tainted with the natural man, the flesh. He stinks. Remember Cain? He brought the work of his own sweaty hands. Abel gave God what he asked for, blood, in the form of a lamb from the flock. A type and a shadow of the Lamb of God who will be given to restore and reconcile all men to God should they choose to accept it. So back to the script, jealousy. Even our goodness and kindness has to die so that his majestic love can take its place. It all has to go because he's won a new start and a completely new beginning for us on the cross. We are new creations in the Christ. If we don't come into that, we nullify his finished work. So what we're talking about here, among other things, is his jealous right to what he owns, which is us. Blood-bought believers. Bought from the slave market of sin and transferred into the kingdom of light. Ownership has changed. Ownership changed the moment you believed on the Son of God's perfect sacrifice on your behalf. No longer two lives to be lived now, but one, his. In you and then through you. Basic theology. He's God. You're not. He's on the throne of your life. You are not. Begone, self-rule. Out, black spot. Talking about sin, which is what self-rule is and how it permeates our whole being to the point of where we're totally unaware of it, A.W. Tozer puts it like this. A moral being created to worship before the throne of God, sits on the throne of his own selfhood and from that elevated position declares, I am. Furthermore, he goes on to say, that is sin in its concentrated essence. The ultimate rebellion of which we are so largely unaware, even though we might have been Christians for many years, the desire for self-rule. Our desire to keep self-rule and self-government. When God comes to change all that, it will hit you, my beloved, right where you live. But it's done because he loves you with a passion, jealously, and he wants the very best for the object of his love, which is, of course, himself.